I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we're back with linguist Erica Okrent, author of the new book, In the Land of Invented Languages. One of those languages was C.K. Ogden's Basic English, first published in 1930. Erica Okrent describes Ogden as a Cambridge-educated editor, writer, translator, and mischief-maker. He tried to reduce English to just 850 words.
The problem was that it relied on these kind of phrasal verbs which foreign speakers have so much trouble with. So you can say to intend is have a mind to. So you get rid of the word intend and use these other small words. It's not much clearer to someone who doesn't speak English.
Well, was Ogden's intention with that? Was it to create an English for international communications, or did he have a different purpose?
Well, it had multiple purposes, partially as a sort of simplified English that could it would be easy for foreigners to learn, but it also was supposed to have these mind-enhancing properties, that forcing yourself to speak this way would make you more think more clearly and express yourself more clearly.
We also understand from having read your book that you have what's called a first-level certification in the language called Klingon, and for our listeners, that's the language of Star Trek.
Now, or of one of the groups on Star Trek, right?
One of the groups on Star Trek. So tell us how you got what it means to be first-level certification, and what's the following with Klingon, or is it merely the enthusiast for this television show?
The Klingon speakers actually consider themselves a bit apart from the people who just dress up in the costumes, because dressing up in the costumes, you know, anyone can do that. But I went in as the impartial scientist to see what was going on. Were they really speaking this language? What were they doing? And I got caught up in the challenge of it. It was invented by a linguist who took the most unusual properties he could think of from various natural languages and put them together in this to make this alien-seeming language that also works in a way that it feels like a natural language.
Can you maybe explain to us in Klingon what a Klingon is for someone who maybe isn't familiar with Star Trek?
Well, it's this warrior race on the show. So they're these sort of tough, violent aliens who like battles and talk real rough.
How would you greet someone in Klingon?
You say, "Nuk-nech," which means, what do you want?
So to describe a warrior race of aliens in Klingon, can you do that, or is that be...
I only passed the first level.
So the first level, meaning the first, what does it mean? How many levels are there?
There's three levels, but for the first level, you have to know 500 words of vocabulary. I can do a little Hamlet for you.
You want to do a little Hamlet for us? All right.
Tach, par, tach, bet, tach, mut.
Could you translate that?
That's, of course, to be or not to be. Well, actually, it's to continue or not to continue. Now I must consider this sentence. That's how you translate it.
Have you tried teaching your baby any Klingon yet?
I haven't, but somebody did try to make their son the first native Klingon speaker. He only spoke Klingon to him for the first 2 years of his life.
No way. And what happened?
Did they arrest him or what?
No, his mother spoke English to him, so he wasn't a monolingual native Klingon speaker.
That's a real Star Trek fan.
There's one thing that I noticed. I was just, when I was reading through your book, I was thinking about, I taught one of my sons who was having a hard time to read. I taught him, you do have picture languages.
Yeah, well, that's what this Bliss symbolics, that Charles Bliss invented this language to be this universal logical symbol language that would let us, it would let us see the truth, because we couldn't be manipulated by words if we were looking at symbols. And a school for children with cerebral palsy started using it to help kids who were so impaired that they couldn't speak learn how to read and use English. But he got angry about that because he wanted it to be a universal logic language, not a tool for learning English.
Erica Okrent's book is called In the Land of Invented Languages, Esperanto Rock Stars, Klingon Poets, Loglin Lovers, and the Mad Dreamers Who Tried to Build a Perfect Language. You can find the first part of our interview at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.